Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. I am Sharon Hill, and I am one of the registered mediums in Lilydale, and you are listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. The show is Media Monday, airs every Monday at noon, and we deal with a topic first or discuss a topic or answer a question that applies to many people, a learning question, answer a question in a way that addresses a topic, and then we move on to answering your questions or spot readings for the second part of the show. So the call-in number, if you would like to try and receive a reading here live on the show, is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And today's topic is healing, the aspects of healing involved with mediumship. When I was going to school, and actually I come from a healing background, and I've shared this before, but my intention when I went to school, in the School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy, was to open a spiritual healing center, because that's where spirit was working with me. I'm a licensed massage therapist in the state of Ohio, and I really felt a call in my heart to do that. And through the course of going to school, I became aware that I was actually a very good medium, but it triggered for me a memory way back working with my very first healer, receiving healing, as we, many of us, begin there on our journeys. And it was in a studio in Little Italy in Cleveland, Ohio. And Laura Chapman, who was a very phenomenal healer and teacher, and still an amazing teacher, brought my brother through to me. And she didn't know I had a brother dead or alive. And so that all by itself grabbed my attention. And she brought him through. She said, I have your brother here, and he's bringing a blackberry pie. And I knew it was my brother, because that blackberry pie was so significant as a signature. And it was totally something that could not be made up. I mean, there's no way that she could have just pulled that from the ethers. It was so specific and so unique. And I knew she had my brother. And a healing came over me that was so profound, because in that moment, I knew he was okay. And when I knew that he was okay, I was okay. See, because my brother had committed suicide, he left us with so many questions that went unanswered and unanswered in the religious communities, bless their hearts. They do their best, but they don't have a lot of answers. And, it was so profound. And Spirit used that as I was going through school, developing my mediumship, which is part of our curriculum. I wasn't intending to be a medium. But all of a sudden, the awareness came to me that there's no other healing modality like mediumship. When that's the healing that's needed, there's nothing else in this world that will bring it. And people tend to get stuck there, stuck around issues of grief, stuck around issues of spirituality, questions about life and death, things that the allopathic community don't address. And, as a massage therapist, I wanted to be a spiritual healer, and my teacher said, you need to go to massage school. I said, I don't want to. She said, you have to, because the world will not have a way to find you. And I understood that. And so I said to Spirit, if you get me through school, I'm willing. And I did get through school, and I did get my license, passed my state boards. And Spirit used me right away, began using me. But people now had a way to find me, to come to me for that. And, of course, I use my spiritual gifts in my massage practice. In fact, I went totally to the other extreme, and it was interesting, the shift that occurred within me, the transformation, if you will, from being adamant about not wanting anything to do with allopathic medicine to ending up working in a clinic that was strictly allopathic. And it was because I understood that this is the sacred is done in silence. And it's the things that are unseen that don't need to be spoken that will heal people. And I had the gift and ability to, I will call myself a hands-on medium, work with my hands with people. I had a license to do that, in which case I was given the information and communicating with the spirit of the person and the consciousness of the body and the cells themselves. And they would give me the information as to what they needed in that moment for the healing to occur. And it was just, again, using my mediumistic tendencies, being able to listen and hear that. And it's interesting, we have all these protocols that are set up so clearly, uniquely, rigidly by the Western medicine, as these are the ones that work, they're reliable, repeatable, but the body doesn't really work that way because we're never in the same place twice, and the order of process can be very different for the very same condition in any number of people. And so this is why sometimes medicines or other techniques, interventions, are not that successful. It's because it isn't what that particular individual needed, and some people do. So when the majority of people need that, it will be put in a protocol, and sometimes insurance will pay for that. They use it enough. They've proven it works. But for the other people where it won't work, and those were the people typically put on my schedule, so I was being used, if you will, as a medical intuitive per se, but it was my ability to listen to what was there through my hands, connected to my heart, connected to spirit, where I was able to communicate with the tissues, with the being, with the body, with the essence itself, and listen to what it was asking for, and providing that within the confines of what is allowable in terms of allopathic medicine. And I became pretty good at it. But then I had this call on my heart again. And Spirit said, there are very few people who are really good mediums. And maybe, just maybe, would you be willing to work for Spirit? And I said, sure. Because I understood from my own experience that when that's the healing that's needed, there is nothing else that will bring it. And while I'm using this example as a very specific illustration along a very specific line, the truth is all mediumship is healing. And sometimes it isn't physical healing people need. It may be mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. Why we talk to loved ones, we talk to guides, the angels, the teachers, the masters. We talk to spirit loved ones who've crossed, and they all bring a unique perspective and different information to the table to enlighten someone, or for us to share the information not well understood. For most people, if they knew what to do, they would be doing it. So I don't want to ever say, you know, so many patients, if you will, so many clients, if you will, get a bad rap because people are helping them and they're not getting better. And as always, let's blame the client or the patient, but perhaps, just perhaps, the true need has not been met. And maybe that type of medicine won't recognize the real need. And so in those circumstances, and anyone coming from a for a reading, whether it's insight into their life, whether it's, you know, about relationships, works, jobs, there's always so much more information that we get. How did they get there? Where are they? How did they get there? Where are they going? Where is the individual on their overall path in life, spiritually, you know, and in their life, and with different aspects of their life? And all this information that we can receive and relay that information to the individual who's come and bring them great peace, comfort, confirmation, you know, whatever it is that that person needs in the moment, although we know nothing of it. You know, I always like to say, don't ever argue with a medium. We don't know what we're talking about, and it's true. We're simply listening and relaying information as it's being given to us. And we trust and know that the spirit world has the understanding as to what that person needs. And when we really trust that and bring our intention to being in our best place to serve spirit humbly, willingly, you know, in awe, that they may bring this information, that we may be the bridge between those worlds to serve someone here and hereafter, you know, is an awesome, awesome task, and it's quite a humbling task. But to be very clear, mediumship is really all about the healing, what that person needs in the moment, in their life. And it's interesting, you know, so many people will come, they want to know about their life, and I'm a medium, and a Lilydale medium, we are obligated to bring through, you know, improve the continuity of life. So we are obligated to make the connection with spirit loved ones. But in the hybrid readings, you can get psychic or information from guides and higher levels to meet those needs. And oftentimes, what people are wanting is a bit off track. They'll come thinking one thing, and spirit will come talking about something else entirely. Some member of the family they're not even there for, who needs a dire message, needs information. Will you be the messenger? Will you take it back? They will ask the sitter, your client, to be the healer on their behalf. You know, this needs to get to someone. They know what's important. We don't always see that. And with our own filters, we are always looking at what we want, and everything else is kind of not in our awareness. So having the spiritual insight and bringing the awareness to people, you know, in and of itself is quite healing. And I don't want to minimize how important a task that is. There are also, as I said, different levels of healing, spiritual healing that's needed. It was Wayne Dyer who wrote the book, There's a Spiritual Solution for Everything. And I do believe that's true. At the very fundamental cause, there is a spiritual issue. And that when that is addressed, that everything else disappears, because we're returned to the unconditional love where no polar obstacle can exist. And to hit those, I call them the sweet spots, are so precious. And they don't come all that often. It depends where a person is as to whether or not they're ready to receive that. You know, we can offer what we offer, and people have free will. We don't ever want to minimize that or take it away. And we have to recognize as well that soul's journey sometimes is none of our business. And so some people come to live, some people come to die. You know, there are all different purposes from which we're living, and we have to honor and recognize that without interfering or trying to interject our own spin. And connecting to the spirit, we don't interject our spin. We simply communicate what's being given and allow the person to receive the information. And perhaps they'll use it today or in a year, or we may be years down the road. It's about planting those seeds or touching on those purposes or feeding that soul today until it's ready to get to the next place. And there's nothing ever wrong per se. And the idea that there is, you know, is an error in our thought. And so seeing someone as whole and only relaying the highest and best, bringing through what spirit has, you know, whether we agree or not, is totally irrelevant. Just what spirit brings. But doing our own healing work, which is critically important, so that we understand the spirit and the vibration and the intentions of the spirit world that we are serving. And so this is also a very critical piece, which is why many people say stay away from psychics, because they're in the polar field. They may prophesy negative things that are going to occur because they're in the polar world. They're not above it. They're not beyond it. They're not in a high enough place vibrationally or in an expanded awareness enough to recognize the truth of the wholeness. They're caught simply in the situation and feeding the person at the level where they are. As my first teacher used to say, you never want to match the vibration because that's the vibration of illness. You want to bring the mate because that's what's missing. And that's what brings us back to neutral. It's not that it's good, bad, right, or wrong, but to recognize through the senses what it is to bring the mate, not the match. You know, so many times we are looking for someone just like us. And the truth is, this is not what we need. We do not need someone just like us. We have us. You know, what we need are the complements, the wholeness, the balance, and understanding and embracing the differences so that we can truly benefit the most from everything. And so it may not make much sense to you, maybe it does, but, you know, to encourage you to do your own healing, priceless. As we heal, the world heals. And as mediums, we bring healing to the world, one person, one family at a time. And I do believe that it increases through the butterfly effect, that transforming energy to raise the vibration of one raises it for all. And so when one person heals something, it's healed for everyone in their presence. They carry that with them. And so it's critically important, or so wonderfully important, to do our healing work. To receive a healing is to give a healing. And so I encourage everyone on the healing path, stay there. If you're just starting on the path, I encourage you to do some healing work so that you can be of the most use that spirit can use you. The more we do our own work, the more spirit will recommend us. We're available for more people to bring that healing to them. And so we all continue to learn, grow, and evolve. And as we know, as spiritualists, which Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, reformation of the soul, meaning growth of the soul, continues here and hereafter. It does not end here. We continue living on beyond that experience. We perceive an experience as death and very much alive in another dimension, continuing on with our learning, our growth, and our evolution. So if you haven't had a healing today, get one. If you are a healer, give one and you'll get one. And if you are a medium or just learning, please practice, because spirit teaches us as we do the work. we will learn so much. And as healing is brought through to others, it also will be brought to us. So I wish you all healing blessings and prayers along those ways, speaking highly and only for the wholeness and the health and the healing of all individuals, every being everywhere, not just the one sitting in front of you, because as we understand it, that's really how it works. And I think it's the Buddhists who have that understanding they talk about quite often. I send it to you and to all sentient beings. I wish you happiness on your journey and happiness for your life. Thanks for listening. I'm Sharon Hill. This is Media Monday. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And we are ready to move on to take some callers. You can ask a question or you can receive a spot reading. And we will say the telephone number ending digits is how you will know I'm with you. I'd like to say my little blurb, my little warning here, if you will. No one will private message you if you are on Facebook watching this live. No one's going to message you from this show or from Lilydale or myself, and no one will message you offering you a reading. They say message me for a reading. Please understand you're being cherry-picked for a scam. They're trying to pick you off and get business for themselves. We have no idea who these people are. We do not endorse them whatsoever. And so we'll just let it go at that. Please don't be scammed. And also, if you are just tuning in, if you would like to receive a reading, telephone number is 818-739-8818. And you can call in and receive a spot reading. We're going to take some randomly here today. We have many people on the line in queue already, but we will select them randomly. And I would like to speak to telephone number ending in 0254. 0254, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, and where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Nancy from Ohio, how can I help you today?
I was hoping for a spot reading and would like to also add that I think I've also received part of a healing today with your message already to all of us your education. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And please, people, if you have a comment, go ahead and leave them. I will read them after the show. I just can't see them live while I'm tending to the radio here and taking live callers. I don't have that screen. And so, but please go ahead and leave a message. And if you're listening later, you're not watching live, but you're watching it in another time, please go ahead and leave a message. And if you have a question for a topic, if you have a topic that you would like insight into, would like to hear more about, please let me know that in the comment area on Facebook. All right. So Nancy from Ohio, who wants a spot reading, they're showing you being extremely busy right now in your life. Very, very busy. You are working, 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 working nonstop outside with gloves on. So you're doing outdoor, kind of like on the land working. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
And that, quite interesting. The weather must be nice there because I see you in shorts and gloves and a flannel shirt. Okay.
Yes.
And then pretty nice, and work boots, interesting, nice outfit they're showing me, indicating that the weather's been pretty nice there lately and that you've been able to get a lot done. And they're showing that you're almost to the end of the work now, and they're showing me up and around, and would you understand, I'm seeing a driveway that is part paved. There's cement there. You understand that?
Yes.
Coming to the house. As I'm seeing,
yes,
there's a lot of off to the side and in the front of the house. I'm seeing just a lot of brush, debris, a wooded, mildly wooded area, and some flat land, but what wood? as we go further out. And but I'm seeing a cement pad, and then I'm seeing a bit of a slope and gravel. And I say, Spirit's highlighting this. Are you looking to level out that slope a bit, please?
Yes, that's what we were doing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, and their Spirit's showing this to me. And we want to pay good attention to how we do it, because they're showing me down in the apex of where the cement goes, and there's a walkway there, and then it goes down to the earth. We want to be careful how we do this for drainage reasons, so that things won't crack. Are you going to pave part of that again, please?
We were talking about possibly doing that, yes.
Well, Spirit's talking about you doing that and showing me that take into mind when because they're showing it. I actually see it done, so you can take that as information. And we have free will. They're showing it done, but they're showing that the way the joints of the concrete are put together are very specific here, so that we have proper drainage so it won't crack as we begin to descend into the slope. Okay?
Okay. Like we already have cracks in the wall. Okay.
Right. Please don't wash out underneath. And I also feel building up a walkway that goes down the slope, and we might pave it all down into another flat area along the house. Okay. So.
Okay.
But it looks good. Things are good. The weather's cooperating up until, you have until that Wednesday, they said, and the rain comes in.
And that. Actually, that's funny. The weather report says that, so I will trust Spirit more than I will the weather people.
I wouldn't know.
That's confirmation.
You have until Wednesday to get it finished up here, to get it ready, and I don't know, you're going to be kind of missed through the rest of the fall. I do see at the end of October another opportunity, and then early November, but then things get a bit crummy, and you live in an extremely wet area as well, so that's going to hinder things. But other than that, things look good. You're doing an awesome job. They are showing large gravel for drainage, and they are showing that, you're kind of working now so you can rest later and have fun later is how they're showing it. So do as much as you can. And and you also have trips planned back and forth, in and out, with other obligations, and so I see it all working out quite well. All right?
Good.
I see it all working out quite well. All right?
Okay.
So thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening to Media Monday and Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, and God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Telephone number ending in 4692. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, it's Tammy from Pennsylvania.
Tammy from Pennsylvania. Tammy from Pennsylvania. Hi, what can I do for you today?
Can I have a spot reading? That'd be great.
Spot reading will be great. Well, the very first thing I want to say is you pretend not to know nearly as much as you do. So I'm just going to say that right out. You like holding back and seeing what other people have to say, but you know far more than what you're letting on, okay? That's the very first thing Spirit's showing me. And I have a lovely lady here for you, Spirit side, comes in on Mom's side of the family. She would have passed from an illness. She did have, maybe just almost shoulder length hair, kept quite nice, more along the gray. She's going gray, platinum. I think at one point she may have colored her hair earlier on and might have changed the color that it went natural later. And she feels somewhat grandmotherly to me. Do you understand that woman, please?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's saying that you know better than to do that. Literally is what she's saying. You know better than to do that. Okay, so right now, and what she's referring to, you like kind of leading people on. Do you understand that, please?
A little bit.
A little bit. She's saying you know better than to do that. If you like them, let them know, okay? You understand that? And if you know, let people know, all right?
Okay.
And if you don't, say so. Your life will go a whole lot better. But to you, she's showing that as you've always been this way, and to you, it's kind of like fun. You're just playing. So there's no maliciousness to it at all. I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying here. You don't do it maliciously. It's just kind of interesting to you, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So be a little more direct, and I think things will go a little bit better for you. Because when people don't know what they're dealing with, then it makes them uncomfortable. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. And
thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Telephone number ending in 9459-9459. Who am I speaking with, please? 9459.
Hello, Annette from Pennsylvania.
Annette from Pennsylvania, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you had any messages from the other side for my brother or my father.
From your brother or your father for you?
Mm-hmm.
I have what feels more like a grandfather coming in. Okay, so bear with me a minute here. He feels a little bit, would you understand? I take that back. Would you understand someone else in your dad's family who was not in the grandparent generation passed before him? Did he have a brother who passed first?
Yes.
Thank you. This is who's coming through right away. And he's saying, I told you so. Okay? Which is kind of an interesting reference. So he thinks you know what he's talking about. I'll just let you know that because I don't have a clue what he's talking about. He's coming through to say, I told you so. And I think in reference now, he's making me feel like He's gonna bring your dad in, and just saying like I told you so, okay. And I think that your father might not have believed in this kind of stuff. Is that correct?
Right.
And that he might be the last person we would think be coming through. Is that true?
Well, I told him this is the way I would communicate with him when he left the physical world.
Okay. And I think his brother as well was saying, I told you so, because I think that you knew that this world was real, that life continues on, right? You were pretty sure of that, even at the time.
Yes.
Okay. And that we're bringing that message through, and he's coming through now with a sheepish little look on his face. Okay. So I don't think that he was inclined to believe you much, but he has a sheepish face by coming in embarrassed that he didn't believe you. And then he lifts his head and he's smiling, the biggest smile. It's hurting my face. He's smiling so big. And he says, it's good to see you, honey. And he's saying, now your mom is still living, please?
Yes.
She's saying, say hi to your mom, would you? Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
He wants a message through to her, say hi to your mom. And then put a little red carnation in a vase for her or give her a flower from him. I think that he's acknowledging something special here and acknowledging her. There's been no one to do that lately, and he wants to bring that to her. He's also showing me the wedding band. He knows where it is, okay? And it's off of his hand. It was not buried with it. She has it. Do you understand that? Someone has it.
My brother, yes.
Thank you. And he's acknowledging that as well. And he feels just so at peace. And he's happy and at peace. So he wants to communicate that, let people know he's quite all right. All right. And that he's doing fine. Mm-hmm. And that they cannot worry about him anymore. All right. Let me pass that along, please. Yes.
Thank you.
He's squeezing your hand and he says, you were always really good at doing what you're told and running interference for your mom. He knew the right person to come to, right? He's showing me your brother sitting there. He's sitting on a wall, kind of with his legs crossed, kicking his legs. You know, he passed a bit early on. And he's just smiling and waving. And he's saying he's letting Dad have his day. Okay.
Wow.
So thank you for tuning in.
Can I just ask, does my father know that there's a great-granddaughter on the way?
He's showing me pregnant, not here yet. You're saying on the way, not born yet, yes. He's very aware of the pregnancy. Yes.
He is, okay.
He's aware of the pregnancy, yes. And it looks like we're having a little girl, or we already have a little girl there.
No, a little girl's on the way, yes.
Thank you. All right. Yes, he knows.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. My pleasure and privilege. Take the message back to your mom. God bless you and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Telephone number ending in 4801. 4801. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Stephanie from Pennsylvania.
Stephanie from Pennsylvania. How can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering if I could reach through, if you could possibly reach through to my grandfather in a past relationship. He is also deceased.
Your grandfather who passed recently, you said?
3 years ago.
No. So what did you say after your grandfather who passed?
I had a boyfriend that had passed around that time also.
About 10 years ago.
His name was Richard.
Okay. Very different vibration. Is this a grandpa on your mom's side of the family that we're asking about, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a gentleman here comes in on mom's side of the family is why I'm asking. I could be telling you that. I have a gentleman coming in, mom's side of the family. Feels grandfatherly to you. He was a bit young when he crossed, yeah. And I do feel his passing was sudden. Okay. And he's showing me that he left kind of without much warning, okay? And that he's saying all hell broke loose after the fact. I see that the family was pretty much in chaos, okay? Trying to reorient, get everything, you know, it put the family in chaos, okay? And pretty much at the same time, the family's in chaos, you also are in chaos, which is how you had that boyfriend who passed to begin with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Nice to know, and good news, you're not in chaos anymore. Kudos to you. All right?
Thank you.
You kind of worked things out a lot. And so that law of attraction has shifted for you, and how wonderful. And I want people to know that that's available to everybody, that you did the work on that and shifted your life. And the fact that he passed out of your life was actually a blessing. And he shows up as a sheep, and what's interesting, he shows up as a sheep and a white sheep. He's giving me reference metaphorically to him being a sheep, okay? Sometimes we have sheep in wolf's clothing where we're all worried about the wolves that are in sheep's clothing, right? But this would be pretty much he was labeled a bad boy, right?
Yeah, he was.
But he really wasn't. He was, you know, he had people dumped stuff on him and he wasn't able to work through it, okay?
Yeah.
And that was a large in part the reason for his crossing, but he took with him everything. And so it can be transformed now. And you were freed to go on to live your best life. You understand?
Yes.
He's saying he never meant to hurt you. And I believe him. Okay? And I really believe him. He's genuine here. He never meant to hurt you. Okay?
Okay.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Louisiana Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and for calling into the show, Media Monday, and thanks for receiving the message. God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you so much.
All right, for our next random caller, let's see, telephone number ending in 8312, 8312, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Dion.
Dion, where are you from, Dion?
Illinois.
Dion from Illinois, and how can I help you?
Okay, so I followed in my father's footsteps and continued on in the same line of business. And I just wanted to, it's been slow, but yet every day I'm working at putting my efforts out there. Just wondering if my dad has any tips on how I could better myself with my business and improve it.
Huge business when he passed. Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not take over his business. I followed in the same line of work.
Okay, but it's not his business. What happened to his business?
My family disinherited me and took my stock power away. So they, my three older siblings took that over and threw me and my younger sister out.
Okay, and so you're basically a competitor now to them.
Yeah, in a way.
I do feel that... And you want to look at, you know, we do things for all kinds of reasons. And I would wonder how well suited you are for this business. Okay? So there's a piece of it that just has to do with the economy and starting out. And there's another piece of it, and no one is questioning your intentions here. Please don't misunderstand. But if you examined your own soul and your own desires, you know, it seems that there might be a piece of this, and you have to look inside yourself and see, is there a piece of this that's trying to prove something to someone? Okay. And because you were familiar with this, okay, we might want to look at other options, and the universe is giving you the opportunity to do that before you're in too deep. Okay. Do you understand?
Yeah, like maybe I should look into another career.
Maybe you should look into another career, one that would make you happy. Because I feel that there's an awful lot of unearned baggage with this one, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I hear what you're saying, like start looking now before I get too far into debt.
Right. I also see a partner with you. Do you have currently a partner, please?
No, I'm single.
I meant in business.
I work with a company.
Okay. So they're showing this to me. Are you a franchise, per se?
Sort of.
Okay. We might want to look at what would you really love to do in this life? Because my sense is you're not doing that. You're doing this more out of obligation and old baggage than actually doing what you love. Okay? And that's what they're showing me. I also say I have a father figure coming in for you. He's coming in on dad. He was like the golden goose. Boy, whatever he touched was going to be profitable, wasn't it?
Yep.
He just had a gift for business and a gift for speaking to people. He really was a very gifted communicator in terms of business communications and working with people. And he shows up all golden, like the golden goose. Okay? And he's saying that that was him. That was him. And that you don't have his personality, which is basically, I'm going to say that there's been a lot of... he's showing me different personalities in the family causing many feuds, okay? We have feuds in the family over personality differences. And he's saying you have to be true to yourself, okay? Really is what he's saying. And he will help you, but you have to be true to yourself, all right?
Okay.
So thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And good luck to you. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Telephone number ending in 2177. 2177. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hey, Sharon, this is Felicia from Oklahoma.
It's who from Oklahoma?
Felicia from Oklahoma.
Felicia from Oklahoma. Hi, Felicia.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Hi. First thing I want to tell you, great topic today. It's been a great show, and I thank you for sharing that with us. Hi, and I had a question, if possible.
Okay.
I have worn a pair of earrings for decades without taking them out of my ear, and one has come up lost. And they have great sentimental value to me, and I was just wondering if you had any insight where those might be, that one earring.
Only lost one of them. Spirit's showing me actually that it broke. It broke.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they're showing me is why you lost it and it broke.
Okay.
I don't feel that it's in your house.
Okay.
It may possibly be in your car. Look between the seats. You know where they have the console to the driver's seat.
Okay.
And look around the warm mat. Okay. Want to be looking for it there possibly. Other than that, they're showing me, and it was at some time when you were parked on gravel somewhere. So I hope that helps to go back and track.
It does. It does. It will keep me from crawling around on my hands in my house trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in your house.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. That does give me a lot of insight, and thank you for sharing your gift with us.
You're welcome. And they're showing now these earrings are sentimental. They connect to a lady here, mom's side of the family. You understand that, please?
I certainly do. And that's why I miss them so much.
She's so lovely. She's got a little fluff on her. She's just so warm and cuddly. Nice, very, very nice, lovely woman coming through and she's smiling. And she's saying, honey, save the other one. You'll still have the memories. Okay.
Yes, I always told her that I would absolutely just, I don't know what I would do if I ever lost them, and look what happened.
We'll still have the memories, yes, okay?
I do, and thank you for sharing that so much with me, Sharon.
You're welcome.
And you have a good day. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Well, they're
thank
showing
you.
Me.
Bye-bye.
I have one
go
more.
Ahead.
They're not done with you yet. I have a gentleman popping in. As we're closing the field with a penny. You get a lot of pennies from heaven, do you?
I do.
Okay, that will be a gentleman dad's side of the family. He actually feels quite fondly to me. Okay. I'll let you know where they're coming from, all right?
Would that be a grandfather?
It feels like it's dad's dad, yeah. He was still a very nice looking man.
Okay. Well, I thank him very much for that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Keep the faith is what he's saying. Keep the faith, right?
Man, I'm keeping it, and I thank you for that,
also. Thank you. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Call-in number, for those who have just tuned in, if you don't know the call-in number, it is 818-739-8818. If you would like to receive a spot reading or ask a question. All right. We have telephone number ending in 6979. Who am I with, please?
Hi, Sharon. This is Donna. Good morning.
Donna, where are you from, Donna?
I'm in California. Yeah.
Donna from California. How can I help you?
Well, sometimes I get on a high frequency and I can hear my mother who's on the other side, and usually she brings really good news. I mean, one time even I was doing the lottery and I just didn't listen, and she said I was going to be rewarded, and I would have been rewarded that night, but I didn't listen to the high frequency of a certain number. I didn't put it. If I had, I would have won a lot of money. So I'm expecting something to come in. Can you ask her or my dad or someone, because I am expecting something big coming in for me.
The very first thing she's saying is that all gifts come from the source. Okay.
Yes.
So they don't actually bring them to you. I'm also hearing in regards to your lottery, I only heard one number. You only heard one number really clear. So don't beat yourself up too much. And she's saying that they're looking for ways for blessings to come. And she's showing me, and would you understand, do you have a new grandbaby at a distance, please?
I don't have any kids.
You have no kids. I'm seeing a blue baby carriage. Would you understand then a boy that was born, but I'm not seeing a baby?
Yes, she was born 2 months ago. Yes, my sister's daughter's son. Yes, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're acknowledging this as being the blessing in the family. And in and around this, more blessings will come. Are you planning a visit, please, in the near future?
I'd like to, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see them, yeah.
She's saying pay good attention, and you have to cross a significant bridge to get there. Do you understand?
I have to cross a bridge?
A bridge. I literally feel they live at a distance from you, and you literally have to cross a bridge to get to them.
Okay. They're about 2.5 hours south. Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand a bridge that you go across, a significant bridge that you would have
to
travel?
There's a bridge that I go on where my nephew had killed himself. He was 18, and that happened 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I have to go over that bridge to get to my sister's.
Thanks. Okay. So we know where we're acknowledging him. All right. But we're also acknowledging blessings coming and water under the bridge, which is significant now being washed down. Goes with the flow. Okay. So they're not telling you or showing me what is coming to you.
Yeah.
But remain optimistic because they're working on every way possible to bring blessings in. Okay. And then
I feel a big celebration coming my way. So I just don't know what it is. But like you said, they're not going to tell me.
They're not giving me a heads up either. They're just saying keep feeling it.
Okay.
Keep expecting it. All right.
Yeah.
And then listen and take good notes. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Do that.
Thank
Wonderful.
You. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. All right, for our next caller, I think we have time for one more. One more caller. Telephone number ending is 3037.
Hello?
Who am I with, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Marla from New York.
Marla from New York. How can I help you?
I would love a spot reading.
They're saying that you haven't taken any action on what they gave you last time. Is that true?
I keep getting caught in a hole I can't get out of.
Okay. They're showing me, do you eat oatmeal? Literally oatmeal. Oatmeal.
No.
Okay. They're showing me oatmeal for you. Please understand, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a medical person of any kind. But they're showing me that it's your diet that's interfering with your moods and causing you to be so kind of stuck, okay? So you might want to just increase the quality of the food that you're eating so that you get a little more life in you, all right? They're also showing me that you don't go out much for walks, do you? You don't go outside much. Is that true?
No, I sit on the porch a lot.
No, but I mean, go for walks. You don't walk.
Ever since my car accident, no, I have not been going for walks.
Okay. So you can walk, right?
Yeah.
They're showing walking and changing your diet, you know, and it's not like being extreme here. Make any one small thing today and then one small thing tomorrow so that you begin to walk out of that hole, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where you're going right now. It only matters that you do. They're showing there's a park that's too far from you. You can walk to the park and walk back. Okay. And it looks like a neighborhood park, not a big park, a small neighborhood park. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Walk to the park and walk home. It's enough. It doesn't have to be extreme, but get out and get the fresh air and get your blood pumping. All right.
Okay. And then do you have any connection with any of the other side of the world, spirit world?
For you?
Yeah.
I have a gentleman, spirit side here, who comes through for you, and I feel like he's speaking another language. I think he might have spoken broken English at best. Okay?
Okay. So, yes.
And you understand that, please? And I want to
yes.
say he shows himself in one of those a muscle man t-shirt kind of thing. And an older gentleman, but a muscle
okay.
man t-shirt had a bit of a belly on him. And he's coming through and he's calling you by your name. And he's saying that you worry and think about too many things and too many people that don't matter. Okay?
Okay.
So he's coming through saying that, and he's talking with his hands, too, in addition to. And he's saying you've got to let all that go. Let all that go, okay? So everything that's happened in the past with people, let it all go. Let it all go. All right?
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
And he's giving me another name. It's a shortened version or sweetened version of, it feels like it will be a brother to you. Do you have a brother, please, who's living?
Yeah.
And then we called him by a little nickname or a pet name.
We call him by a nickname.
Thank you. This is the one he's talking about. I'm not quite hearing it clear enough to say it out loud, but he's mentioning that one, and he says, like him, he's happy, okay, and will you please say hello, and then he likes you, spend time together, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, thanks for listening, and thanks for tuning in to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, and that will...
Thank you, Shay.
That will conclude our callers for today. We don't have time really to get another one in. I want to thank everyone for watching, for listening. And next week there will be no show. I'll be traveling and I will be out of town without access to a computer. And so next week will not be aired. But the following week, tune back in. You'll see the posting to Media Monday. Mondays at noon. For a topic and live readings, spot readings, or answer your question. Please remember, for those who are listening and watching, and even if you watch later on, please leave me comments, leave a comment letting me know if there's a topic that you would like more information on, like to discuss, and please let me know that, put it in the comments, and I will be happy to address that topic on the air in one of our shows. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening. You're awesome. And for tuning in to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. There are a number of shows, not just this show, but you can tune in to other shows on Lily Dale Radio. So check those out. If you're interested in workshops that are ongoing during the season and the off season here, check out lilydaleassembly.org. Or if you're interested in my upcoming events, or workshops or classes, please check out my website, RevSharonHill.com. Again, thanks for tuning in, and I wish you all a very blessed week.